This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is the uneasy day after in the city of Minneapolis in the Midwestern U.S. state of Minnesota. Overnight, it was torn by a third consecutive bout of violence, which spilled over to the neighboring city of St. Paul. Protesters set fire to businesses and a police station, which was abandoned to the flames. A public library was also torched. The focal point of the trouble, this week's death of 46-year-old George Floyd, a handcuffed black man who pleaded for his life as a white police officer knelt on his neck. Three of his brother officers simply looked on as Floyd begged for air. There have been angry crowds in the streets of cities across the country, stretching from New York to Los Angeles. In Louisville, Kentucky, seven protesters were reported shot with no clear indication of who did the shooting. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has called out state National Guard troops to help the fire department safely respond to calls. Businesses across the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have boarded up their windows and doors in an effort to prevent looting, which has been widespread. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned what he calls the total lack of leadership in Minneapolis. He described the protesters as thugs and hinted that looters should be shot, tweeting, quote, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." That prompted Twitter to flag the message with a warning label, saying the president had violated its rules against glorifying violence. He has a news conference scheduled for the next hour. Presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden accused Mr. Trump of inciting violence against Americans during what he called a moment of pain for so many. The demonstrations first erupted Tuesday, a day after Floyd's death and confrontation with police was captured on video and was widely seen on social media, which has stoked the unrest. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has appealed for calm and has pledged to do everything he can to keep the peace, though he concedes there is a lot of pain and anger in his city. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. This is VOA News. The latest numbers in the coronavirus pandemic, 5.8 million cases worldwide, with a death toll of 361,000. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. India has set another daily record in the number of new coronavirus cases, 7,466, pushing its total to 167,000. The country has suffered 4,800 COVID-19 deaths. The Indian government says it plans to relax its pandemic lockdown in some areas this weekend, but that the worst-hit regions of the country will see their restrictions on daily life extended. Pakistan has recorded its single largest day of new pandemic fatalities at 57. Its overall loss of lives has risen above 1,300, with some 64,000 cases. In Brazil, soaring daily numbers continue to swamp the hospital system. With nearly 440,000 cases, Brazil is second only to the United States. It has suffered almost 27,000 deaths. In the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte says he'll relax the two-month-old COVID shutdown in the capital, Manila, on Monday. This despite a recent spike in infections in the country. Caseload is well over 15,000 in the Philippines, with 921 lives lost. Here in the United States, the numbers are more than dramatic. 1.7 million coronavirus infections and a death toll climbing from the current figure of more than 101,000. On the economic front, though more than a dozen states are still seeing a rise in virus cases, all 50 are in the process of trying to restore some semblance of normal. There was a bit of good news in the latest American jobless report. While the latest claims for benefits totaled 21 million, that was down from 25 million a week earlier. U.S. unemployment, in the view of many economists, could hit 20% in May. In Europe, economic damage is mounting. Carmaker Nissan says it's cutting back on production lines in Spain, a move that could lead to thousands of job losses both at Nissan and its chain of suppliers. Britain is about to implement a new test and trace system aimed at easing pandemic lockdown conditions. Contacts of those who test positive for COVID-19 will be asked to isolate for 14 days, even if they have no symptoms. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he trusts the public to abide by the voluntary guidelines. China's rubber-stamped parliament has approved a decision to impose national security legislation on the semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong. The measure could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up shop in Hong Kong and is being condemned by the United States and other Western powers. Pro-democracy forces in the city insist the proposed bill would be a severe blow to Hong Kong's freedoms. Pakistan International Airlines says search teams have recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the jet that crashed last week, killing 97 people aboard. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.